Gandha, Abraham.
The sense of smell.
Abahutam.
Kol Abatuta. Mukhe. Kol Mukhe. Principle. Asyam. The mouth. Vipana. Nayam Vipana. Vak. The faculty of speech. Rasavik. Nayam Rasatana.
Expert in tasting.
Rasa. The sense of taste. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki the two doors named Nalin and Nalini should be known as the two nostrils, and the city named Sarabha represents aroma. The companion spoken as Avadhuta is the sense of smell. The door called Mukhe is the mouth, and Vipana is the faculty of speech. Rasana is the sense of taste. The word Adbhuta means most free. A person is not under the rules or regulations of any injunctions when he has attained the stage of Avadhuta. In other words, he can exceed his life. This Adbhuta stage is exactly like air, which does not care for any obstructions. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chapachalam hi manasa Krishna pramedhi bhavat griham tasyaham nirgaham manahe vayaho ivam sudas karam. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate and very strong. O Krishna, and to subdue it seems to me more difficult than controlling the wind. Just as the air or wind cannot be checked by anyone, the two nostrils situated in one place enjoys the sense of smell without impediment. When the tongue is present, the mouth continually tastes all kinds of relishable foodstuff. Hare Krishna. So, this is basically talking about the body and the different parts of the body and how they relate. Narada Muni has very beautifully explained how we are not this body, how the nose are separate, how the eyes are separate, and all these senses use different things to enjoy, just like the nose that needs the air, because air carries the aroma. And as the aroma goes into the nose enjoys it. Similarly, the eyes needs to see, but without the sun it cannot see, without the light it cannot see. And similarly, the tongue, it tastes food. And it also has dual purpose of that it can talk. So it can talk something good, which is Prajalpa talking about that is not related to Krishna, and then talking about Krishna consciousness. So all these senses can be used in two different ways. You can use the eyes to see something different. You can use the nose to smell all kinds of stuff. You can use the tongue to actually taste different things. You can either taste things that is not related to Krishna, or you can use all these senses in relation to Krishna. Just like Amrish Maharaj, he used his eyes to see the deities of the Lord. He used his nose to smell the flower that was offered to the Lord. He actually used his tongue to taste the prasadam. He used his legs to walk to the temple. He used his hands to clean the temple. So similarly, this body does not belong to us. We are just like in the whole story, Pujana is just a person in the city. The body is treated as the city. It has nine doors and everything. That's what we are talking about. So we are not the body. The body does not belong to us. The soul is in the body. The soul is the person in the chariot. Chariot is different. Chariot is the body. So what we have to understand is how we can differentiate it. That's the first knowledge. And then we have to see that since we are not this body, what is the best use of this body? So Krishna has allocated some of the resources, and this body is one of them. So we should use this body to actually get out of this. If you have read the whole chapter, if you have understood what he is talking about, how troublesome it is to be in this body. The senses are always desiring for things like that. And of course, if it is sinful activities we do, we eat meat, we, you know, and we take intoxication, we gamble. So what basically happens is we end up in more sinful life. There are 8.4 million different types of bodies. And the lower ones, just like trees and things like that, you know, in that one you can't do anything. You can't even enjoy it. We want to enjoy our life. But when you are stuck in a womb, or you are, you know, womb in a stool, what kind of enjoyment is this? Life of a pig, you know, always living in a filthy place. So what we have to understand that we, when you look at other living entities, we try to think, you know, we have already been here. Do you want to go back there? If you don't want to go back there, then you have to try to find a way so we can not go back there. And the only way is that when you get a human form of life, this is the only time you have enough intelligence, you know, that you can understand the scriptures, you can take shelter of a spiritual master, and then you can get out of this. Otherwise, time after time, what is going to happen is basically you're going to keep going up and down into this material world. So we are very fortunate that we have taken shelter of a spiritual master. We have Srila Prabhupada as our leader, and he is from the spiritual world. So if we follow his instruction, we follow his teachings, we read his books, everything becomes much, much easier. Otherwise, we're going to keep going up and down. There are different types of human beings, or there are different levels of human beings. Some of them are just materialistic people. They have no idea. They're basically in mode of ignorance. They don't follow the scripture. They do not believe in God. All they want to is enjoy material life. Their life is no different from animal life. And in Kali Yuga, most of them are like this. Very few, by association of devotees or whatever we did in our previous life, we get an opportunity to make advancement. Then we follow the scriptures. Even we follow the scriptures, people still try to enjoy material stuff. So these are the people who are materialistic people. The only purpose of life is this, how to actually get the most out of this. These are called karmis. They follow the scriptures, but they do it for their own satisfaction. Right? Then there is other people who actually get frustrated by all this. They have been doing this for so long, and all they realize is nothing in this material world. Then they realize there's no happiness in there, and then they try to get away from this material world. So, not understanding the whole thing, they just avoid material nature. And these are called the jnanis. They use the knowledge. So by knowledge, if the knowledge is not complete, at least they have this understanding that we do not belong in this material world. So they try to get out of this material world. And these are the ones who end up in the Brahma Jyoti. And then there are the devotees. These are the people who have the true understanding. The first one is karmis. They have no understanding of the knowledge. The other one is they follow the scriptures but for their own benefit. The third one is they realize there is no happiness in there, right? So they get frustrated and they try to get the knowledge to get out of this material world. Once they try to actually go there in the material world, because the constitutional position of the soul is that Satchit Ananda, so they're looking for Ananda. But there is no happiness there. So what happens to them? They come down. And since they have tried to become God, they try to become the proprietor of everything, now they get angry. So they say, there is nothing in this world. And these are the Buddhists. So those are the three stages, the karmis, the Mayavadis, and the Buddhists. One is frustrated, the other one is fearful of this material, there's nothing in there. And when they get angry, they basically say there's nothing in this material world, and they become, everything is void. There's no Krishna, the material world, nothing. Right? We have to get above this. We have to become a devotee. And to understand, to become a devotee, you have to be devoted to someone. Devotee means there's a master and there is a servant. Right? So once we understand this, that there's somebody more supreme than us. The sun comes out in this time, the moon comes on this time, everything happens, the seasons come, happens accordingly. There must be somebody in control. And once we realize that there's somebody more superior to us, then we try to go and find somebody who knows about that. And this is where we surrender to the spiritual master. We just cannot find and surrender to anyone. We have so many teachers, we have been to schools, they are all teachers, but have they given us the correct knowledge? We have to find a spiritual master, somebody who knows about Krishna, somebody who understands about Krishna, somebody who can take us there. So, gradually, as we progress, as we do more activities, as we become more purified, we go to different stages. Right? So, while in the material world, we can be materialistic. At the same time, while we are in the material world, we can be spiritualists. Right? So, just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was here, he wasn't in the material world, he was in the spiritual world because his consciousness was spiritual. So, the most important thing is the consciousness. That's why we are called Krishna consciousness. It's not the body, the body does not change, it's not the activity. Activity remains the same. We still cook, we still eat, we still bath, right? But why we do it, that's important. In what consciousness we do it. If it is in Krishna consciousness, then it is good. If it is not in Krishna consciousness, then everything is not good. Doesn't matter how good activity you do, if it is not related to Krishna, then it is sinful. Simple as that. So, we can be in the material world and we can be spiritualists. Now those who are in the spiritual, in the transcendental world, we know they are spiritual. Right? In Krishna love, there is no one who is materialistic. Does that make sense? But what about people in the spiritual world who are materialistic? Can that be? Spiritual world but being materialistic. Transcendental world, we understand that in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet, there is no. But what about in Vrindavan? Bhoomi Vrindavan? Are there people who are materialistic? When Putana went there, was he spiritual or was he materialistic? So, once we get progress, then we get to take a bath in the place where Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes. Even then, there is no guarantee that we are going to get out of this material. Because we can be there and do not have the right consciousness. We cannot have Krishna consciousness. Just like the Brahmins, the wives of Brahmins, they surrendered completely to Krishna. What about the Brahmins? They were still there. But they did not have the right consciousness. They still wanted to be the enjoyer of whatever they were doing. They wanted to be the controller of whatever they were doing. So we have to understand this. Once you take shelter of a spiritual master, which is most important, he knows the details, he knows what is important, he knows how to actually, he knows about Krishna, and then taking his guidance, we can actually get out of this material world. Otherwise, we'll be stuck from one body to another body. There's 8.4 million of us. Right from those who have, doesn't have legs, those have legs, those have wings, those who can fly, all of them. But nothing will give you happiness. Even you go to the heavenly planet, you become a demigod, even you become Brahma, regardless of what we are, wherever you are, as long as we are material in the material world, there will be suffering. Even Brahma is not happy. He's going to die one day as well. There's disease, old age. You know, our Brahma is more than 50 years old now. You know. His hairs are getting white. And so eventually everything will end here. So the idea is to how to get out of this. And this is probably one of the best times to get out of this. Because for the first 10,000 years, not even this, 500 years when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But more importantly, Prabhupada just arrived there. He hasn't been, you know, 50 years now? 77, yeah, 52, 53 years. So it's not long. His books are here, his disciples are still here, his temples are here that he is opened, you know. He has personally installed these deities, Kornitai deities. So we have all his messages, you know, we still have his shoes and things like that, we have got his paraphernalia. Yeah. This is how recently it happened. So what Kornitai did was they actually propagated Hare Krishna in India, in Bharat. But what Srila Prabhupada has done, he has done the same thing and distributed it to millions and millions of Jagai Bhagai. Nityanand sent one Jagai Bhagai, but Srila Prabhupada has sent millions of them. So this is our opportunity. If you take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, if you follow his instructions, you know, then we can get out of here. Otherwise, this will continue to suffer. It is just one body to another body, sometimes an Indian body, sometimes a black body, you know, sometimes a woman body, sometimes an animal body. We're going to just continue going one from one to another one. Okay. Any questions, any comments?
And how you said we can be born in Krishna's earthly pastimes, but still be in the wrong consciousness. If we strive in this body in the right consciousness, then that means, will that mean we're going to get a good body and a good consciousness?
Yes, because it's progressive. So whatever, however purified you are, you know, because when we leave our body, the mind, intelligence and the ego goes with you. If your mind is purified, if your ego is purified, you know, it's not false ego, it's true ego that we are the servant of Krishna. And if our intelligence is there, we are not this body, we are part of Krishna, we are servant of Krishna, then when you leave your body, then you get that particular consciousness. And you get a body accordingly in a particular situation. So when we die, how do you know what parents we're going to get? Where we will be born? It's according to your consciousness at the time of death. And then it matches with a similar parent, a similar place, so that you can actually suffer or enjoy whatever your consciousness are. So those who are devotees, we generally take birth according to Deva Dharma, is that we take birth in a place where Krishna is performing his pastimes. So when we are there, if you perfect our Krishna consciousness in there, then we get out of this material world. If you get attracted to Krishna, then we go out of the material world. So just like when Krishna was here, all those gopis who did not go to the Rasa-lila for the first time, they stayed there, right? Their consciousness was not full Krishna consciousness. They were there. So, but when they came back, you know, those who attended they took part in the Rasa-lila, when they came back, by their association, by the pastimes, they told what they happened, their consciousness was purified, they became attached to that and they wanted to do it. And when Krishna performed his pastimes, when he performed his Rasa-lila, then they went in there. But it doesn't mean that it will happen. Right? For example, Kamsa, he was there, he was in Mathura, he was born in Mathura, he was all the time there. But what happened? Similarly, there are so many demons like that. You know, few were very fortunate that when they left their body, they saw Krishna. But not everyone was there. Some of them went there just for because it was a good place to be. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, you know, Navadvip was full of people. But what was their desires? Some came for education, saying, come for this, right? So it doesn't mean that taking birth there, we can fall down. When we say that, oh, does the jiva fall down from the spiritual world? Yes, it does. This is how it falls down. But when you go to the spiritual world, when you go to the transcendental world, where in the Vaikuntha planet, then you are 100% pure. Then you already know what your position is, you know what your self is, then you don't come back. Yes, sir.
So one person, Sochimana, and he's asking, how can you take shelter of a guru when he's not present with us, or we don't have access to him because he's not visiting us?
Well, you have to take shelter of a guru who is physically present here. So you can't say that I can take shelter of Srila Prabhupada when Srila Prabhupada is not physically here. So first thing is, you have to take shelter of a living guru. You can't just actually...
I think he means because of geographic
restrictions. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to cover that both. So first thing, you have to take shelter of a guru who is here. Second thing is that shelter of a guru does not mean that you have to be with the guru. So there's two things, Bapu and Bani. And in today's world, we have this technology where we can actually listen to classes from there, you know, just like Jayapataka Maharaj is actually giving classes on a daily basis. Especially now with this coronavirus, it's very, become very karuna that all the spiritual masters are actually distributing their message all over the world through the technology we have got. So their lectures, they are, you know. But one thing else you have to realize is that Srila Prabhupada is our founder acharya. There's only one founder acharya. And he has hundreds of gurus underneath him. And then once these gurus, there will be next generation. But all of them will be following Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Srila Prabhupada's teaching is the basis. So by taking shelter of a guru, which gives you into the parampara, is basically meaning that we follow Prabhupada. So association of guru following instruction is reading Prabhupada's book, because that's what your guru and the gurus after them will be teaching. And whenever, wherever the guru is, if you want his association, visit him. Today is not very difficult, probably for the next 6 months you might not be able to do it, but after that, my advice is, wherever you are, if you can get an opportunity to spend some time with the guru, it's great. We have gurus with a lot of disciples, you know, just like Jayapataka Maharaj is opening for 55,000 disciples, somewhere around there. So it's very hard to go and visit them, you know. But you can follow his instructions, you can follow those who are following him. Right, just like when Srila Prabhupada was here, everybody did not have access to Prabhupada directly. That's why Srila Prabhupada made the system of a temple command, temple president. So the temple president would actually give the message to the GBC men, and the GBC men were the ones who were approaching Srila Prabhupada. So there were, even the letters and everything, they came to the temple president, and then they were distributed to them. So it's the same thing. You got senior board brothers, follow them, you know. You got other gurus there, you can read Prabhupada's book in that way. So there's many ways in there. Okay. Any one question? Any other comments? Any other thing? So we should take advantage of this time. I know it is a difficult time. People are locked, they're in lockdowns, they're in houses. Not many people are coming to the temple, and I've been talking to most of the, as many people as I can, as devotees, how they are going in. We see a lot of things, people complaining about, you look at it in Facebook, they're blaming this and that. The truth is that nobody is to be blamed. This is all our karma coming together. Are we suffering individually, or we are suffering collectively? Yeah. And we should take this time. If people have been walking like asses, you know, every day, morning, evening. Krishna has given us an opportunity to stay home and build on the sadhana, do more chanting, do more reading, you know. This is the time to reflect on why things are happening there. This is not something that's happened for the first time. This is going to continue to happen. You know, and then we know that we are not this body. So, you know, work on your spiritual life. Try to take this opportunity to get out of this body. And in Melbourne, especially Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, you know, we have been so fortunate with all the prasadam we get. And I've been talking to people and they said, no, we can come here, the ladies are so beautifully dressed. You know, there's always programs going on, there's so much devotee association and things like that. Now, we can't do that, we can't even come into the temple. You know? We can't get association, you know. We can't even hug devotees, you know. We have to stay away from all of that, you know. There's a distance of, you know, you have to keep a distance. And this is a time to reflect that how fortunate we have been that we had all these things available. Now devotees are praying for a little bit of prasadam and they say, Prabhu, I can't even get a little bit of prasadam. You know, I can't go in a darshan, I used to do my service has been taken away. So, our movement is basically based on separation and union. And this is the time of separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached these things, Vipralamba Bhava. This is the time to actually worship the Lord in separation. And also to reflect how fortunate we are. So the next time when you come here, when you have darshan of the deities, when you have association of the deities, and the devotees, you know, then you can actually truly understand and appreciate and be grateful for what we have been given. Otherwise, you know, don't complain, you know, just reflect, you can do actually service. There was a devotee once who was actually making sutras for the Lord. And he was doing it in his mind, you know. And then as he was making it, he was about to offer it. And he was saying, okay, let's see if it is hot enough. And when he put his finger in the sutra, it got bent. So this was all happening in his mind. But the effect was... So similarly, we can actually do that. We can come and offer our worship to the Lord here. And if we can actually, the more we can get our mind to think about all this, it becomes more powerful than coming and physically seeing. Because mind is basically the center from which all the senses are controlled. Mind controls everything. So if you can close your eyes and see Radha Vallabha, you can close your eyes and see Gaurinitai, if you can close your eyes and see Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, then it's more powerful. Because then the mind gets purified, then all the senses get purified, then when you come here, it becomes much, much easier. Now, and with all the pictures on the internet and things like that, we can actually associate with the Lord much, much more. We can associate with the devotees like that. Okay. So please take this time, wherever you are. By association, you can call devotees, talk to them. This is the time that... We have got so many leaders in the... You have to keep a look after the devotees who are more unified because they might not understand it really. They might need your guidance and help. And this is the time to do whatever you can to help them spiritually. See you. Krantra Asimu Bhagavatam ki jai, Shukupad ki jai, Shukupad ki jai, Shishirada Balad ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai.